Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Schilling moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahias hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gorrell moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhaals hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzahn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Malzahn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tillman moves to third. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahias hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins too. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Allison moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gorrell is walked intentionally. Batty moves to second. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Lee Stang. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Batty trying to get to third. Mahias throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Batty for the out. Gorrell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tillman hits a pop-up towards short. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-3 in the game. Mahias hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Bressude settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. the Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty is hit by the pitch. Camilo Pasquale pinch runs for Earl Batty. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins bunts towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. Pasquale moves to second. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-3 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhulst hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Williams reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-4 in the game. Bressuit is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Dick Williams now playing first base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gorrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.